Okay, Doreen, so if we can just start, if you can just tell me, just say your full name and when you were born.
Doreen Ballinger.
Yep.
April 1932.
Okay, and you were born in Cheltenham?
Yes, in Malvern Street.
Malvern Street.
Yeah.
Okay. So, could you tell me a little bit about your family, your parents, what they did at the time that you were born?
My mum, after she got married, she didn't work. My dad was in partnership with another gentleman in plumbing and decorating.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, they both lived and worked in the area? Your father worked in the area?
No, my mum came from Morven Street. My dad came from Lecounton.
Okay.
And I think they met when my dad was doing some work for my grandma, because we lived with my grandma. That's how they met.
Okay.
And then when they got married, my dad came down there. But his yard, they called it, was in Knapp Road, not far from the Catholic Church.
Okay, right, so near where the school is.
Yes, because he did a lot of work for the school and the church.
Right, so he was a builder?
Plumbing and decorating, yeah.
Okay, and what do you remember about growing up in the 1930s, in that period? What's your memories of your childhood on the street?
It was great, because we could play in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was lots of hoops, you know, to run. In Orphan, it was an old bicycle wheel they were pushing along. But I was fortunate because we made friends when I was three. And she had a big garden, so we could play in there. And earlier on, probably before I was born, there were two little cottages, and they pulled them down and left the ground blank. And we could unofficially go in there to play, because it was adjoining her house, so we played a lot in there. It wasn't out in the street very much.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost tended to be one half of the street and the other half of the street.
Right. A bit of rivalry.
Well, yes. I mean, sometimes we would mix, but it was much usually better for us to stay up our end and them to be down their end, you know. Yeah. But when it comes to the V part as well, it was all in together.
Oh, right.
I mean, there wasn't really any conflict. It was just that, well, for me particularly, my friends lived at the top, and they were also friends with a little boy at the sweet shop on the corner. And so we would just sort of play together, sort of thing, either in my house, our house, or Jean's house, yeah.
Right. So what do you remember? On Malvern Street, were there any shops or pubs?
There was a sweet shop on the corner, Phillips's, who sold the sweets and general stores, and on the other corner was the Vauxhall. Nothing at the Sooner Road End. They were both at Chooksbury Road End.
Right.
That was about it.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to school? Was it?
It was Swindon Road then. It has been Elmfield and it has been Gardener's Lane. I don't know what it is now.
Right.
It's the one just up at the college. On the Swindon Road, there's a big college playing field, isn't there? Well, there's college playing fields this side of the lane. And school's there. And then there's a nursery down there and the animal shelter.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's where I went, yeah.
That's the school, right, okay.
Yeah, and when we were, up till we were, I think it was 8, we were mixed. And then we had a girls' school and a boys' school next door.
Okay, so you got separated.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I see. So your memories of your childhood before the war are all kind of quite positive?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, you sort of knew everyone in the street, and everyone would speak, and if it was a nice evening, there was one particular couple, I will say an older couple, they'd sit in a chair just by the front door on the pavement, and it was that sort of atmosphere. You don't get it here now.
Mm.
We don't know neighbours now. Well, not like, because I could go all the way down Auburn Street naming them.
Yeah. So there was a sense of community, really?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, gosh. And, it wasn't until 1955 my dad died. And not just for, but they'd have a collection for flowers or, but they actually bought a vase for my dad. That was the sort of thing. And if anyone hurt themselves, if someone saw someone hurt, they would be there.
Mm-hmm.
And if they got a pinafore off them, the pinafore to bandage up or tighten up or something, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yes, yes, definitely. Yeah.
So do you obviously you remember your neighbours and the people that lived on the street.
Mm-hmm.
What did the families do? As in,
next door to us was an electrician. Mr. Aston was too old. Mr. Stevens was in the building trade. I don't know what Mr. Hamilton done. Next door to us, we had a man in the army for a while. And then we had another man in the building trade. Mr. Bannister was in the building trade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, oh, Jean's dad was working for the post office. Then it was the corner shop. Some of the ladies in the summertime used to go and work on the gardens.
Right.
That was quite a thing for some of the ladies to go down on the gardens to work.
The gardens, where do you mean when you
say
gardens?
Well, they would come down to Tewkesbury Road, because when you got to what now is Elizabeth Way,
mm-hmm.
It was sort of market gardens,
okay.
and things like that, and they used to go down, I think, weeding or picking things like that. Because when I was a child, it was just a lane. You got to what is now, I think it's Travis Perkins now.
Yeah.
There used to be a stone-built building, which was Andy Candice, the Sweet People.
Okay.
And then there was a lane. And then just across the road was another house with a family living in. And you went along a lane to get to the fields. So, as I say, there was there's Wilcox. I don't know the other ones, but there were two or three lots down there where there was the women could go to do a bit of gardening.
Okay.
Some of them went hop picking when it was that time of year.
Right.
Yeah, it was very much, I suppose, probably a lot of the men were involved either perhaps with the gardens or more or less in the building trade, perhaps labouring or something like that sort of thing, you know.
So would you say it was a very working class area?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And, I mean, some of the other people I've spoken to have talked about how it was quite poor. People were quite poor in those days. But they got by.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't know very much, but there were a couple of houses further up our street. And they were pulled down, oh, I don't know. I don't know, 5, 6, 7. I think they went down to the moors to live, but I think they sort of got a passageway through two houses, but I don't know, I think they shared a tap outside, and I don't know about toilets, but that was the sort of area, you know, area down in some of the parts anyway, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, did that ever cause any, were there, and were your parents ever worried about any of that poverty?
Because is this being reported?
Well, don't worry. Yeah. I mean, because, you have control over that.
I'm going to say, sounds if I'm bragging, doesn't it?
No, I know.
My parents and my grandma were poor.
Mm-hmm.
They had enough money to get by on, sort of thing. We live with my grandma. My granddad died when I was about 3. He used to work for people called Mark Williams. Whole ears, and he used to have a horse. But yes, my mum, before she was married, she worked at the Victoria Nursing Home, but she never worked after she got married.
Okay.
Um,
yeah, because that, obviously she didn't need to work.
Well, that, I think, That was the way they were brought up and the way my dad was brought up, that you don't go to work. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm in charge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did the people of your area refer to the area you lived in as Lower Dockham?
Dockham, yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and did that include for you the Lower High Street, the Lower...
As far as I was concerned, Dockham went as far as the gasworks.
Okay.
That's what we always thought was Dockham, wasn't it, Darryl? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've heard a lot of people say that exactly the same as you do, and a few of the people that are slightly older... I've mentioned that they believed that Lower Dockham was from the bowling green.
Up to Dix's, yeah. No, I don't know, because they used to have the High Street and the Lower High Street, and I think that was sort of from the prom down, which probably went to Dix's, thinking about it. But I think if you ask people that lived in Dockham, it went to the gasworks.
Right, okay. So the Lower High Street area and the streets off there weren't part of Dockham necessarily?
No, up to the gasworks we always did. But they were... a lot of the houses up there, as you got higher up, seemed a bit bigger and a bit better. If you think about it, you got to Cleveland Street and what was Albert Street... And the houses seemed a bit better than what... Because we had an outside toilet. We didn't have a bathroom. Mm-hmm. So it was a case of a tin bath, you know. Whereas, I must say, but the... Having said that, we had some council houses at the bottom of Morven Street. And I don't know what they'd got, but they were better than us. They were... It wouldn't be a nicer house than ours, because our house was quite nice, but... they were obviously more modern, but I don't think they were that big.
Okay.
There was a block in Morven Street, but I don't know exactly what they consisted of. I got a feeling they might have had a bathroom, but I'm not sure. I wouldn't like to say.
Okay. Yeah. So, did your parents, for when they needed to do any kind of buy any groceries or do any
co-op
shopping? Okay.
To the co-op, because there was a co-op at the corner of Swindon Street.
Okay.
And many times I came home from school and I had to run, because they closed at one, to do a bit of shopping and come back home again. But it was a co-op. Okay. Except when there was rationing was on. And then my dad went away to work, but my grandma was there, my mum and me. And grandma's ration book went to a different shop. So if there's any bargains at that shop, you got them. And they weren't all at one shop.
And where else did they go other than the co-op?
We went, for the wartime, we went to Jackson's, the corner of, what's that little dummy end street where the railway is? This side.
Burton Street?
No, too far up. It was... Swindon Street, where the co-op is.
Yeah.
Then you come back and there's a little White Hart Street. White Hart Street, isn't it? And there was...
That's where the bridge goes.
That's right, that's right. And there was a grocer's on the corner of there, so more sort of dairy stuff. So we registered there for bacon and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then the co-op for the sugars and the teas. And went to Burt Manners for the meat.
Mm-hmm.
That was
Did you ever go further up the high street?
On a Saturday, when I was quite small, my mum always took me up the high street. And I'm pretty sure it was called the Meat Kings. Mm-hmm. And I think they used to sell their meat off or something or other. Because she always took me up there. And this is when I was much smaller, obviously. Mm-hmm. And she went there, and I think it was because the meat was cheaper. We always went on a Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
And we always walked.
Right. Okay, so would you say that the area you lived in was very much like a bit of a village, that you didn't really have to leave very often?
No, because we used to have a bus come to the end, and that bus used to go right through to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we... we weren't sort of isolated, no. We had a corner shop, but my mum didn't go to the corner shop very often because it was probably a bit more expensive.
Mm.
And then she didn't get her divvy if she didn't go to the corner. But no, we weren't sort of isolated at all. Some of the people would go to the corner shops. We had the one at the corner of our street. Then we had Jones's, who sold sweets and some groceries. Then we had Miss James, who mostly sold sweets.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a Mrs. Welsh. She sold groceries. And then a bit further up again, we had Russell's, who was a family shop and sold groceries and teas and that. And then a bit further up again, we had Rowley's, who also sold food. But we didn't go to Russell's or to Rowley's. My mum just more or less went to the co-op. More or less, yeah.
Okay. Right. So you said that the area you lived in was quite working class.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, what are your memories of going to the other, like, more uptown parts of Cheltenham, like the Promenade?
Well, you didn't go. I mean, you didn't go into Cavendish House or the Promenade.
Why not?
We were posh enough, I suppose. And then, you know, we used to have the meet on Boxing Day, and my mum take me up there. And you'd stand and look at the Queen's Hotel and think, just look at it, you know, it's so big.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go to Woolworths, Marks and Spencer's, Peacocks, but we'd never go to Cavendish House.
No.
Because there was a doorman in those days at Cavendish House. You
see you off.
But then we went to Ward's. We were, I don't know where we were. They were the first to have an escalator. And that was great fun.
Yeah.
We could go into Ward's. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you remember how people used to talk about the Promenade area?
I don't think you sort of...
You weren't allowed in there working clothes at one time, were you?
Well, that's a long, long
time
ago.
You needed to dress up.
Yes, yeah. I mean, if you see photos of them, they were all in there. Oh, great. But, you know, I think probably if you'd mentioned it to many of the children my age, up till we were about 14, 15, we wouldn't have gone up there. I mean, Easter time, some of the ones at the bottom end of the street, we'd go up to Lecanton Hill with a bottle of water and their sandwiches, that sort of thing. And that's the sort of thing we enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And down by Maudsley, as I say, Mr. Jones had a coal yard. And he had piles, I suppose they could be railway blocks. And we go down there to play, which, of course, was very dangerous, really. And if he saw us, he would tell us to go home. That our life was simple. We played ball, marbles, that sort of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were lucky enough to have a door's pram, well, you know, you were lucky, sort of thing. Yeah.
So, what do you remember about during the war period? What memories come to mind about how the area coped with?
We coped very well. A couple of ladies had some American friends, so we often were given a bit of chocolate or a bit of gum, you know.
So the soldiers?
Yes. We were fairly lucky with regard to bombing. I think the Brits got bombed. And, of course, Martin's down here. And that obviously shook us a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, as they said, they came round and certain people had to go to this house because they had a cellar. And then the shop on the corner had a cellar, so some had to go there. I think there might have been a shelter, a brick one, on a spare piece of ground where some cottages had been pulled down.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it, you know, and everyone, if you heard anything, because when we had the bad bomb in it, Bloomsbury Street, the gasworks, my dad hadn't gone away to work then, and he was working late. And my grandma stood on the door looking for him to come home, and eventually he came home and he said, oh, it was terrible, you know, there's glass everywhere and everything. But there was one man, probably my dad went in there to get his cigarettes, was sweeping up, and he gave my dad a little box of Black Magic to bring home. But he said it was absolutely terrible out there as he walked through. We didn't know much about it there, because there was one bomb dropped at the end of King Street on the college place, you know. But that was about the nearest it got.
Yeah, but they dropped a bomb in Oro Road by the bridge.
Oh, yeah, but that was a bit further away from us, Danny, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. We were pretty...
Developments, it was. They drew developments away.
Yeah, we weren't really affected with bombing, obviously. If you heard the siren, you went. But then my grandma decided she wasn't going to go down the cellar. So, of course, my mum didn't go down the cellar either. She stayed. So we stayed in the house. Uh-huh. Then my dad went away to work. So it was just the three of us there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But you don't remember rationing being particularly difficult?
Oh, yes, because you had... My mum could never understand the points for bread and flour, because they were the same. And I could always work it out to say she could either have a bag of flour or a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, you just had so much marge and so much milk and all this sort of thing, and you took the ration book. I'm not sure if you got a ration book here or not now. We got an identity card, if you got a ration book, I don't know.
Mm.
And you had to take it out for sweets and everything, you know, and clothes. You had to be so careful with clothes because you didn't have the coupons.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, if Mrs. Somebody didn't want something, well, then she would pass it on to Mrs. Somebody else. That's the sort of thing. We were down there. Right. That's how it went.
Okay.
If you could help somebody, you would help them.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So one of the things I've heard about is that you mentioned it earlier, the street parties on VE Day.
Oh, we had a fantastic one.
Yeah?
I mean, I can remember my mum saying, wherever did they get the food from? Because you've never seen anything like it. And the one lady got her piano out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all dressed up in, you know, things and that. And I know she got them. I think it was dustbin lids, not certain. And she got a whole crowd of us kids walking behind her, and she was singing Sylvester, Mendel's All Across His Chest, big chest, plenty of room for you, and we were all toddling along behind. It was absolutely fantastic. And then we had a big bonfire in a spare piece of ground in the evening. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Everybody...
came together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is it true that every street had its own...
Oh, yes. And the vicar usually come round to each one. He was made Canon Richards. He came round, and I think he went in just after the war. I think he went round to a couple of the pubs, and just to say, you know, we are done, we're over, and that sort of thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, every street had their own, oh yeah.
And how often did they happen?
Only the once.
Only the one big...
As far as I know, as far as I can remember, we only celebrated VE Day.
Mm-hmm.
VJ Day, my mum and dad and I were away anyway, we were in Bournemouth, so I wouldn't have known.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the VE one that I definitely went to, yeah, okay. Yeah. Because a few weeks ago, there was a thing in the Echo about Malvern Street's party. I don't think I kept it. I can't remember why. Because there again, now my grandma's on there, but what is she doing there? Because it was down the other end of the street. But she's gone down to have a look. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you were still living in the area after the war ended, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you remember? Do you remember that the area changed in any way over the years after the war?
You know, it stayed as it was for quite a while, and then they started to say some of the houses needed to be pulled down. And
why was that? Because they were...
Well, I don't like saying that. I think it was termed as slum clearance, which I don't really like, because they weren't... They hadn't got bathrooms, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the one house had a front room, as we called it, a kitchen, and then went out the back door to the scullery, as we used to call it, and then the toilet. So they took about five houses down by us, because we were in an end house when they finished, and they were moved up to Cobham Road or Swindon, or where those new houses are there, most of them went to those places.
Mm-hmm.
We were the end house for a while, and we were told we wouldn't be pulled down. And
do you remember how people felt about that happening?
Oh, there was a lot of, you know, we don't want to move from our house. Well, they'd been there for years.
So they were forced?
Well, yes, they had to move. And then we had some people just by us, and they were going to go to Australia. And she was saying about her house, and I said, well, you said, well, she said, no, she said, because they're going to pull these houses down. And so we hadn't long lost my dad. And we made contact with someone, and they told us to write letters to the Muni and say we're going to decorate, and they advised us not to. But they built all the side of our house up with brick, because when they come to knock through, I happened to be in the bedroom, and I said, you're through. And obviously, it looks as if our house has been an end house with a bedroom, with a window, but when they built the other one, they just went straight up. We only had the one brick there.
Mm.
And so that, then, they we were there when they were building all those new houses, the side of us and all at the back of us. And then we moved in 58, we came here. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, it's interesting that, you know, you said you don't like using the term slum clearance, which they used a lot for other parts of that area.
We were told it was town planning for us.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they built all those flats on the Tewkesbury Road, because many, many, many years ago, we kids called it the Irons. Whether that was the official name, I don't know. And, you know, you've got the bridge going up.
Yeah.
But there were houses along here, down below. Yeah. And I can't remember the houses, but I can remember one family living there, if you can understand me. And they were moved down to the Moors. So whether those houses were pulled down and people were sent to the Moors Avenue, I don't know.
Right.
But that ground was left spare because we used to plough there for years and years and years.
Yeah.
But there again, there were houses there, but they were down low. And then the wall up, and then they had these irons. That's what we called it, the irons. Whether that was official or not, I don't know. Okay. We called it the irons.
So you do remember people not liking, obviously, being forced to move.
Oh, no, you didn't want... I mean, my mum didn't want to move.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, we did... Derek was in the building trade, so he did put a bath in our kitchen, and we could put on, you know, the top. Oh, no, she didn't want to move. She'd lived there all her life, sort of thing. She didn't want to move. Well, I don't know, we were particularly keen, were we? We were quite happy there.
Yeah, it's like a lot of work.
Well, yes, yeah. And I mean, we had a front room, a kitchen and a scullery, outside toilet, two bedrooms. Obviously, when we had our little girl, we had her in with us, but the bedroom was big. I think at one time it could have been two bedrooms because there were two windows in it. And there was like at the top of the stairs, wasn't it, like a door thing. So we think probably sometime it could have been two. And if we'd have stayed there, we probably would have made it two bedrooms.
Mm.
But we came with my mum. We stayed with my mum. Yeah.
Okay. So after you left the area then, and you came here, obviously you're not that far away from...
I used to go down there to church, and my mum did.
Yeah.
And my daughter went to Sunday school down there. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this was a relatively new area?
Oh, yes, this was... quite a posh area to what we'd been in, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, my mum knew the lady that lived in the house over there, because she told us about this house. And she said, I don't mind telling you, she said, when you were going to build these houses, we made a fuss, because it had been like gardens, market gardens and that, and they didn't want the houses built on this ground.
Yeah.
like, you know, yes, yes.
Same story,
yes,
yeah.
Everywhere, yes, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And... after you left the area, obviously you say you went back a lot. You probably mixed with people from other parts of the town a bit more?
Oh, yes, yeah. And my a friend of my mum's lived in Moore Street, and she moved into Cobham Road. So my mum would often go down there on a Sunday, and we'd go and pick her up. And when my son was going to Scouts, and I would go down, take him down to Scouts, and go and stay at my mum's friend. And that, and then, of course, we knew all the people, because she was in the flats, we knew all the people in the flats anyway. And, we never really, you say you didn't lose contact. You did lose contact. But if you saw someone from down there, oh yes, definitely. There was still that, even... Tesco.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was by me and I first of all just went to do something and then she turned around and she said, I know you, don't I? And I said, yes, she said you lived in Morven Street. Oh, I said, yes, you lived in Green Street. All those years? Hadn't seen her for absolute, well, I don't know when I'd ever last seen her. But it, you see, there's still that, we know you and we want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
After you left, did you get a feeling of, because one of the things that's interesting about the Dockham area is the reputation it has for people who never used to go there.
Mm.
You know, so for people from the Suffolk areas or the posh parts of
town. Well, my dad's brother would come and visit us because he lived up Lecounton.
Yeah.
And Grandma didn't come very often, but we went to her. But... as far as the family were concerned, that was fine. Because I went to the central school,
mm-hmm.
and I was from down Dockham, as were about six of us.
Right.
A little bit, sometimes then, you know, a couple of them are coming and they have new shoes on or something, and I think, okay, they've got new shoes already, sort of thing, you know. As I said, we were poor, but believe it or not, I had a gym slip. We had to go to Gloucester, to the Bon Marsh, as it was then. And it must have come to here.
Mm-hmm.
The buttons on the shoulders were taken up to here.
Okay.
And that gym slip lasted me 4 years. So you can tell.
Okay.
You see what I mean? That's the, well, that's the sort of person my mum was.
Mm.
And she was always knitting and turning collars for my dad and that sort of thing. That's the sort of people that were down there. Generally, there was the odd few that didn't bother.
Yeah.
But generally, that's the sort of people you had. They were knitting, sewing, you know, passing something on to somebody else.
Yeah, making the most of stuff.
Exactly, definitely, yeah.
But that, because the interesting thing is that, you know, you said earlier that you didn't really go to the promenade.
Oh, no.
But people from that area never came to where you lived.
Oh, no, they wouldn't have come down there.
There's no mixing. No.
I mean...
No,
no, definitely not. I mean, when I met Derek, and I think he lived in St. George's Drive, you know, and I remember going home and saying to my mum and dad, right there, I said, he lives in St. George's Drive, they got a bathroom. So my dad sort of says, they live in those masonettes. Just like the missus, we've got a house, that, you know, sort of thing. But, I mean, it was great, you know. It was a lovely place to live, really. You'd get a few little buses up, you know, but not so much... It was, you know, not very many at all anyway. And the next day they'd be friends again. The same with the kids. If you fell out with somebody, you were friends the next day. You know.
Were there ever any parts around where you lived, or close, or maybe parts of Lower High Street, where you were told that you shouldn't go or you should stay away from?
No, never.
It was never an issue?
No. Because I say now, I mean, when I had my children small, I didn't like them going out. And now my grandchildren, I don't like them going very far.
Yeah, you don't see many kids playing outside.
No, we could go around Swindon Village for a walk on a Sunday morning. Mm. Kindish Lane and all around there. We're going for a walk. Yeah, okay. Nobody bothered. Go over to the Lido to play. Safest houses. No problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as a child was concerned, I mean, we could go out in the street and play. No cars. And that was it. Get somebody on a bike. One gentleman particularly on his bike, he'd had a few too many ciders and he'd be going like this, you know. But
do you remember seeing a lot of drunk people about?
That one gentleman in particular.
Oh, quite often. There was a regular town drunk.
He used to always go up to the Vauxhall and he always drank cider. But one day I did see him struggling on his bike and I saw his daughter come up and she took two bottles of cider out of his pocket. I can remember that so well.
Well, I've heard a few stories about how, you know, because there were so many more pubs.
It was worse.
Yeah.
And they all seemed to make money.
Mm. So you people know. Weren't that hard up then?
No. Well, it wasn't very expensive, was it then? Yeah. And we had a gentleman down our street that swept the chimney. And he was pretty good. He brought his brushes and all. I don't know, I think he tried about 6 months, but often he didn't go home, he went straight up to the pub. But on the whole, this sounds awful, and actually, we didn't have... I'm sticking my neck out. I don't think we had anyone that drank excessively all the time. I mean, perhaps Christmas or something, but I can't remember anyone,
yeah,
you know, falling around. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But no, I can't remember it not actually living in our street. But like you say, they had their own pub to go to. Some would go to the Vauxhall, some to the railway.
So every street was almost like a little village almost.
Well, yes, you had your own little pub, you know, yeah, sort of thing. Oh, gosh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Could you just move it back?
Yeah, sure. Sorry.
Okay.
Is that the way for you?
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it was really... It was lovely down there. Yeah.
So you got very fond memories.
Oh yeah, I don't regret my childhood down there whatsoever.
Mm. Yeah, someone told me recently, the lady who grew up on King Street said, you know, we were poor but we lived quite well.
Yes.
And people don't know what poverty means now.
Oh no, I mean, like at Christmas, for several years I had a doll. And probably a book to draw because I couldn't draw. And then a stocking with an orange and apple and a couple of coppers in. It was wonderful.
Mm.
Look what they have now. It's so sad.
Yeah.
What my grandchildren are. It's so sad. Yeah.
So how do you feel about the area now? I mean, obviously you've lived here quite a long time. Yeah. But when you see... Is the house that you lived in still there?
Oh no, no, that was we were under town planning,
right?
And that's in our
number
two more. That's Lancaster, Stevens, and Scotty. About 5 houses were pulled down and they built again. Yeah. And well, they left the council, the old council houses. I don't know what they've done now. Mm. And been down there for a long time. They built some houses. Well, that's right. We lived this side of the street. And they lived, there were houses over there, they were pulled down, and some of the people from this side went to that side.
Mm.
That side, because Mrs. Blake did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, it was great down there. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll stop it there.